There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
If I die tonight.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If I die tonight.
2:30 Tupac. You got your 3:30 country, 4:30 90s, 5:30
Korean. It's a
little
grim.
Yeah, yes.
Not
bit.
Around the holidays.
Yeah. If I die tonight.
Well, so I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you?
Well, because I had queued up. I didn't want to ruin the bit. I thought it'd be funny to play DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously that's changing from 2:30 Tupac, but also one of Ike's Mount Rushmore rappers.
Yeah. So he probably would have been DMX too.
Yeah.
Probably would have been okay.
You'd come back with it like 4:30 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we have 90s.
We have 90s.
Yeah.
It's
shoot.
Tough now.
Shoot. Maybe just 4 o'clock.
Just shoehorn DMX.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Get him in there. 4 o'clock DMX.
There you go. I wouldn't mind that. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 2 shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. They are open every day, including Christmas Eve. Here is the Twitter question. Do the Eagles pass your eye test? So Ike says, yeah,
yes.
Getting there. I
yep.
say no, not at all. Only 1 really good game all year. What do you think the
one good game?
One
all year.
Really good game.
It's a tough critic, man.
Well, when I walked away going, oh, that team right there. That team right there.
Right.
So what do you think the poll is at? Did the Eagles pass your eye test?
I'm going to say the majority says yes.
Okay.
Let's go with 58%.
54.5.
Okay.
I would have thought it was
pretty
higher.
Close.
Yeah, I would have thought it was higher.
Yeah, you know what, though? I'm trying to get everybody there.
Yes,
They're not there yet.
Yeah.
They're not there yet. They're a smart fan base.
Well,
an intelligent fan base, and they're not easily impressed.
Especially after last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially after last year ended. Mm-hmm. I thought Corey made a lot of bad points, but one good point he made was during the season last year, we've said this a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Retroactively, last season seemed like a dominant season.
Yeah, it was not.
But during the season, it did not feel like a dominant season.
No.
It just didn't. Now, you can look back at it, and the running game was dominant. The defense was number one.
Yes.
But while the season was going on,
we were still unhappy. And they won 17 out of 18 games.
Yes.
So even during that stretch, we were critical. Because, yeah, that's why when you're in the moment, you know what you're feeling in the moment. It's easy to wax poetically afterwards when they win the whole thing. But to your point, going through it last year, it certainly didn't feel that great Well, each and every week. We had to fight our way to get W's last week.
That's where I get Saturday. I even tried to convince myself on Saturday. So I'm watching the game on Saturday, and the game ends, and I'm like, eek. That was kind of gross. And then
gross?
It was okay.
That's what you came up with?
It was okay. It was fine. But then
I was popping surf sides.
Well,
man.
Yeah. Everyone else was like, whoa, what a big win. We're back.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, okay, maybe it's me. But then, So then Sunday morning, I rewatch. I do the. Yep. And I'm like, nah, that's how I felt. It's definitely how I felt. I know how I feel. And how I feel is this team's like, okay.
But see, here's the thing, Spike.
They're okay.
So two things can be true.
Yes.
You feel that the team is just okay.
Just okay.
Right? And we remember last year, a lot of the season felt like they were just – now, Saquon was outstanding. And we know that part. Yeah. And the defense was outstanding.
Yes.
So – but we didn't feel like it was a flawless football team.
No.
We were going away to the Super Bowl. That's kind of what gives me reason – to feel positive about where they're at now. Because, sure, there's still a little room for improvement. There's room for improvement as it was room for improvement last year around this time. But it's trending in the right direction. And so I'm taking sort of that feeling and approach from that I had last year and knowing how it ended up, and I'm applying it to this year. And I'm saying, you know what? If I think back, this is kind of where we were last year from an emotional standpoint, other than feeling great about the historical season Saquon was having. But the bottom line is they were trending in that direction, and I think that's where they're trending now. Now, what really got me excited is Saquon's game Saturday.
Especially, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what has me excited, because I'm saying the running game is starting to click now.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles pass your eye test? Do you think it's a Super Bowl team? Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Wow! We back, baby. We back. And I tell you, like we never left. You hear me?
Like we never left.
Somebody told me this weekend, Chuck, how you going to be that on them like that, man? And he was just ripping them a couple weeks ago. I said, listen, with new information comes new takes. And I tell you, you must not know who I am, man.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh, where's your phone?
Watch the Redskins. Right now, listen, the Redskins, they are jealous of the filthy Eagles. That's what this boils down to, you know. And the Bible talks about jealousy, how it just eats you up. It's rotten. You know what I mean? Anybody that's jealous out there.
Chucky 3:16.
I asked that you get away from that, because you know, you're not going to succeed in life. And that's what the Washington Redskins, you know, the Commanders, whatever their name is, they're not going to succeed because they're so worried about the fluffy Eagles. You know, we kick their teeth in every year. You know, they haven't won a Super Bowl since New Jack City was in movies. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I would be upset too. But, you know, what you going to do? We're just that good. Now, I want to say this, right? We got a two-headed monster, a two-headed running game that's brewing. I can't believe Ike and Spike and Jack, you guys, I can't believe you guys, man. You guys, oh, what do you want to see? Huh? What do you want to see from a team that's building right now? We get hot at the right time, man. The defense, like I said, is going to be the number one defense in the league when it's all said and done.
Chuck,
and
you think they look hot right now?
Yeah.
You think they're getting hot? I'm blown away. Did we watch the same game on Saturday?
Yeah, but listen, I told you, I didn't care if they won 20-21, and I wouldn't play my starters the next 2 weeks. You know why? Because what matters to me is health going into the playoffs. See, this is a situation, right, Spike? The Eagles are like, you know, any great team, like the 90s Bulls, you know, like the early 2000 Lakers, the Dodgers are now, you know, they play with their food during the regular season. But see, come January and February, they feast. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to feast on these teams, and they're going to digest them, and they're going to go, and the teams in the NFC can go right to the toilet, right where they belong, and we'll be hoisting that trophy again. That's what I'm saying. I see the bigger picture.
You know, I see it. I'm with you, Chuck. I'm with you.
Like, listen, I tell you, I went back and I looked at the NFC Championship game in 2001. Periodically, I do that. I'm bored. You know what I mean? And the game you was in. And, you know, I looked at a guy named the number 69, right, John Runyon. And this guy, it was just disgusting, man. He was just nasty. I mean that in a good way.
You know,
he took Leonard Little and just drove his hand into the ground, wouldn't let him up. Now if our offensive lineman can get that type of, like, Palestine, get that type of grit, you know, don't just block a guy just to get, you know, just to block him. Drive his back and through the turf. You know what I'm saying? You know, this running game will be back like it's never left. I see it coming, man.
And we got Lane coming back, Chuck. We got Lane coming back.
Lane coming back. I wouldn't play none of these guys, though, right, the next 2 weeks. I know everybody wants to see him play Buffalo.
No, I disagree with you.
It's not worth it. It ain't worth it, man. I'm telling you, we're locked in the third seed.
The two seed. No. As long as the two seed is there, we need to play.
It's not there.
It's not there. The two seed is, you know, it's like a mile. It's miles away. I don't think we're going to get the two seed. But the third seed is there, and if we go into the playoffs fully healthy, see, the best thing for offensive line is rest, because those guys will feel fresh, and they'll start blocking better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what we got to ride, this running game and the offensive line. I would not play my starters the next 2 weeks. But I tell you, we want to roll back to Santa Clara. It's like, and like I said, I didn't enjoy it last year because I was too busy.
All right, Chuck's phone is questionable. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will, after I tell you about Colonial, we're going to hear what Dan Quinn said about the two-point try and talk about that. John Ashton, the Karzar, it's the man right now. And as I mentioned last week, he's got the Santa costume on. He doesn't actually have the Santa costume on. He's too handsome for that. But what I will tell you is he is in the holiday spirit over there at Colonial. What they want to do is you come in there for a brand new Hyundai, they got to get your payment where it should be. And they're going to use every way they can do that. So the first way they're going to do that is they're going to get you financing as low as 0% on any new Hyundai. Brand new Palisade, brand new Santa Fe, brand new Tucson. Why am I mentioning SUVs? Well, it's the winter. You want to feel safe. You're driving out there in the snow. Financing as low as 0%. How else are they going to get your payment down? They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Anyone else. They're giving you more for your trade. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. Over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot, and every single one of them comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade, 0% financing, Route 30 in Downingtown, or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Okay, so the Eagles go up 27-10. And they decide to go for two. And it resulted in some fighting on the field. Here's what Dan Quinn said afterwards about the Eagles' decision to go for two.
Hey, that's their choice, man. I want to look at the tape and see what happened before you know, our ejections or poise or any of those things. Like, our guys are absolutely going to stick up for themselves and for their teammates. And so I'll have a better sense.
Obviously, it's their choice to go for two there. Right and, on. You know, it's your job to stop them. But is there an unspoken respect between coaches, teams, where, you know, in a game, in that situation, you don't do that? And kind of did you feel like it was a little bit of a sign of disrespect?
Yeah, I can only answer for my, you know, my side, what I would do. But, hey, man, like, that's how they want to get down. Then, like, all good. We play them again in 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, man.
Are you scared?
All right. You're shaking it in your boots?
You got a reason not to play the starters.
Well, and then Josh Johnson also said we'll see him in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. You afraid of him after that performance on Sundays?
So, he's already ruled out Mariota.
I know.
So there's like two different things here.
Yeah.
One, there's the was it disrespectful? And two, it's tied to it, but it's a little different, is why would the Eagles do it in the first place?
Yeah.
So it's not like the Eagles were up 40-6. I don't think it was disrespectful because I did not get the sense that the Eagles were doing it to rub it in. Now maybe the Commanders were playing dirty. Maybe they were hitting hard. I don't know, but I didn't get that sense. For me, and I didn't buy Nick Sirianni's thing afterwards. Nick Sirianni said that they wanted to be able to, if the Commander scored two touchdowns, got 2 2-point conversions, and kicked the field goal, that it would be a tie instead of them beating them. I'm not buying that. To me, it was something weird with Jake Elliott, who had missed, officially missed two field goals, right?
Yeah.
But actually missed a third.
He missed three,
Three. So
We all saw him miss three.
Yeah, that's what it. When you saw them going for two, my first thought went to Jake Elliott. What did you think?
That was my first thought.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, they don't want Jake to miss another kick.
Yeah, that's it. And
I mean, at least that was my thought. I don't think Nick Sirianni is a vindictive coach. I didn't see any reason for them to want to rub it in the Commander's face. Primarily because they play them in 2 weeks. It's not like this is the last time they're going to see them, until next year.
Yeah.
So they know they play them in 2 weeks. I think Nick certainly respects the game. He's from a family of football people, right? His dad was a coach. His brother was a coach, I believe. His brother played the game. So I think he has that sort of unwritten rule, sort of respect for the unwritten rule and sportsmanship. Yeah. But at the same time, he can't get up there and say – they didn't want to see Jake miss another kick.
Right. He's got to.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they went out of their way to say how much confidence they still have in Jake because they knew that was going to be a question once you decided to go for two.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because why else would you go for two? The whole 18 and 19 point thing.
It's nonsense.
No.
The Commanders had already given up.
Yeah,
they gave up.
Yeah, that game was over with.
When Dan
Quinn, third-string quarterback out there.
Third-string quarterback, when Dan Quinn punted down two scores, fourth and six, they were waving the white flag.
Yep.
So then it gets to Jake Elliott. So Jake Elliott did not have a good year last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it was Dallas Goedert who mentioned that he was dealing with an injury all year that we didn't know about, the Jake Elliott. I don't know if he's dealing with something. He was pulling everything left. It wasn't a length thing. And it's not just that game. When you look at his numbers all year, his numbers from 50-plus are not at league average.
Yeah.
His numbers from 40-plus are not at league average. And special teams are important. I mean, the Rams just fired their special teams coach because essentially cost them three games this year, their special teams did. But there's nothing you can do about Jake Elliott at this point aside from cross your fingers.
Yep.
For the rest of this season, aside from cross your fingers, right?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I love Jake. He's obviously an Eagle great. He's one of the few players that has two Super Bowl titles with this franchise. You know he's an Eagles Hall of Famer. So you're kind of trying to stick it out with him at this point, but I don't know how you can't be nervous. Every Eagles fan is nervous.
Yes.
And they can say all they want, as they should, because they want to project confidence in him still. He's not as confident.
No.
So I don't know how they can be 100% confident. He's not as confident kicking the football. And I think he said after the game it's not mental with him.
Yeah, he said it's not.
Then are you telling me there's something physically wrong with you?
Yeah, then what's going on?
Yeah.
Wasn't he hurt last year?
He was. I said that. I don't know if you listened to the show.
Are you listening to the show?
Yeah, I know.
I was going to make the point that this is exactly what he did last year.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he made every kick in the postseason. He did.
He just tuned back into the
show. Yeah, tuned back into the show.
The Jake Elliott thing, you know.
Yeah.
Missed me with it.
I'm just saying. The idea that nobody's cutting Jake Elliott.
No.
I don't think you can bring somebody in because that's just adding pressure to him if you're bringing somebody in. But I don't know what to do. And I'm saying that today. Still two games left.
Yeah. Well, hopefully
he goes to Buffalo and misses another kick or two. Then what are we saying?
Well,
like everybody's going to be saying something different next week if this continues.
So here's the cascading effect of the Jake Elliott thing. The one thing is, it's not like we're blowing out teams this year. Generally, I mean,
exactly.
You
need him.
Yeah, the Eagles, margin of victory has been as such this year that a field goal here and there can make a difference between getting to the Super Bowl and not getting. That can happen for any team, but this team right now. And then the second cascading effect is the idea of going for it when, like, let's say it's a 53-yard field goal,
right,
and it's 4th and 5.
Right.
So normally you take the points, you move on, whatever. The Eagles can't do that. So then it puts added pressure on an offensive unit who has not been as good this year as you would want them to be. So that is the effect of all of it is you get to a situation in the playoffs.
Even the first quarter,
it's 34-yard line. It's 4th and 6. What do you do?
We're heading to the postseason, where every possession counts.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't have this, well, you can miss it, and we still got 4 games left to go to get it right.
Right.
You could be going home that day.
Yes.
Season could be over. We just got to cross our fingers.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. I've thought about it. Like I said, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jake. I certainly don't want them to cut him or anything. You can't bring somebody in here to break glass in case of emergency type of deal, because you got to wait till he actually goes into a game and then misses a kick to break the glass, and you can't activate 2 kickers in 1 week. So you're going to have to trust that he's going to figure this out. And if it comes down to a point where he has to make a big kick, you got to hope that he makes it.
And I think it could. You talked about Buffalo. They get to Buffalo. He misses the first kick. It might be one of those things where it's just like, okay, we're going for it on the fourth downs now.
You know, you're exactly right. You get a missed kick early in the game. Now, how does that affect Nick moving forward? How they call the game, decisions that they make, like all that stuff matters. And I know people want to say the weather. Well, guess what? We're heading into January. It's not about to be 75 degrees unless we're inside, indoors somewhere.
Well, and he's missing kicks.
That's what I'm saying.
Indoors, too.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So
exactly.
He's missed them everywhere.
Yeah, so the weather, whether it's here, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Seattle, like whether it's San Francisco, like, it's that's there. Like, we're not getting great weather, and we're not indoors. So I don't know how you can't be nervous.
He makes the kicks when he needs to.
That's the one. No, that's a saving grace.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. He always needs to make the kicks.
There we go. Yeah.
But to your point, I'm assuming that you're saying, well, here's the thing. In the postseason, he's been outstanding.
Yes. Yeah.
He's only missed 1 kick in the postseason.
Yeah.
So we can hang our hat on that. And that's what we're all going to do, including the Eagles.
Yes,
they're going to be looking through their eyes closed.
We're just hanging our hat on his postseason record of kicking, where he's only missed 1 field goal, 26 out of 27.
The friggin' long snapper that they cut is sitting around going, "Oh, really? It's me.
I was the issue.
Yeah, huh, Jake? How many other people you want to?
They are 2-0 since Charlie Hewlett came back.
They are 2-0.
Yeah, but Jake kicking the ball.
Is it a win?
It's a win? Yes.
All right. They did enough to win the football game, including Jake Elliott. 2-1-5.
All right.
He's an elite kicker.
I see what you're doing. We all see what you're doing. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous about Jake Elliott? Did the Eagles pass the eye test?
I know how the hell you can't be nervous.
Nervous, yes. Pass the eye test? No. No. Coming up next, something disgraceful is happening between 2 and 6 tomorrow on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Unbelievable.
Just completely shameless. Honestly, I want you to tune in just so you can hear how shameless it is. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
'Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. That's right. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to get in the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.